Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Seize the day. Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 44. As he came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children with you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon the other, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." We are told in many places in the Scripture that God is always with us, that His presence is always there, no matter where we are or what our circumstances are. Yet a very famous verse says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found." It might lead us to ask, what's going on here? Is God really hiding His face from us? This passage in the Gospel of Luke tells us something that is very important and sheds light on what we might think is a contradiction. It takes us back to the short time before Christ's crucifixion. When he approaches the city of Jerusalem, he looks upon that city as a symbol of all of the people that he loves. If they had only recognized the time when he was close, when he was beside them, and responded to that. But now it is too late. The people have hidden their eyes from him. They have missed their opportunity. Jesus was close by, in this case, in the flesh, and they missed it. These words provide us with the theme of our Grace for All podcast over the next month. There are times in our lives when Jesus is particularly near. He is far away when we turn our eyes away from him, when we get distracted by our selfish concerns, by the things that happen, by the things that seize our minds and attention, or just by the everyday busyness of life. Here we are reminded to recognize that God is with us, that He is close to us. We must open our eyes and see Him. Dear Lord, help us always to be sensitive to Your presence, no matter where we are in life, no matter what has happened to us. No matter what the distractions are, we seek your presence and we seek your closeness every day. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Jim Stovall.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org.